Earlier this week, Antoinette Grajeda and I spoke with Joseph Israel.
Right. Joseph, born in Oklahoma, grew up in Fayetteville.
In Northwest Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. And has a new CD out as of today.
Yeah.
Or as of this weekend.
As of this weekend, right.
And has become quite a recognizable name and voice in reggae across the country and internationally.
And internationally. I know he tours a lot in Jamaica and in other, you know, countries around the world. Yeah.
Yeah. So another Oklahoma-born, Northwest Arkansas-raised reggae international superstar.
Right. Right. Doesn't happen often.
No.
But he played a couple of songs when he was in Furman Garner Performance Studio, and here's one of those.
Talking to you. We're talking to you. What do you do to benefit the nations? Well, wondering why people still try to trust in politicians. Yeah, we're talking to you. What do you do to benefit the nations? Wondering why people still try to trust in this system. Never has it worked out for the benefit of the people. Fruits are not good, they're always promoting evil. Living a life of ease, they think they have no equals. But it's easier for a camel to enter through the eye of a needle. I'm talking to you, what do you do to benefit the nation? Well, wondering why people should try to trust in politicians. We're talking to you. What do you do to benefit the nations? Wondering why our people still try to vote in this system. Now, everywhere I go, oh Lord, the story is the same. They never people in mind, yet they work us so hard. We still can't get by. You leaders should be ashamed. That's why I say I'm talking to you. What do you do to benefit the nation? Well, wondering why people still try trust in politicians. Yes, we're talking to you. What do you do to benefit the nations? Wondering why the people still try to trust in this system. I wonder if you thought about all those you've misled. I wonder if you thought about those who are suffering. I wonder if you thought about all that bloodshed. By the course of your actions, something must be wrong with your head. Now, we're talking to you. What do you do to benefit the nations? Wondering why people still try to trust in politicians. Now we're talking to you. What do you do to benefit the nations? Wondering why my people still try to trust in this system. Hey, we're talking to you. Talking to you. Oh, politicians, what is the good that you're doing? What is your reason? Yes, we're talking to you. What do you do to benefit the nations? Wondering why the people still try to trust in this system.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. The one is, you know, addressing a serious situation, and from my perspective, you know, people need to question, I think, and look in and yet we try to give it to them in a positive way. But you know, I have a, you know, if you were to ask the politicians, what is it that they do to benefit the nation, you know, instead of benefit their pocket, you know, because right now you can't, you know, the laws aren't benefiting the people for the most part. In fact, I mean, if GMOs, genetically modified foods, a big issue in our food supply. What is the point of a government if they don't protect the people's interests? If they're not there to make sure we have clean water and good food, and that the farmers have everything they need to grow good seeds, good soil, to, you know, what is the point? You know, they have everything sent off to other countries where people are getting paid less. You know, it's just crazy, and then, you know, it's like the rich are getting richer, and so. And the people are getting more unhealthy. You know, America is a very unhealthy nation, and it's due to the fact that they're not educated. And what's promoted is fast foods and junk food. And so, where's the government? You know, what is the government supposed to be for the people, by the people, right? So I don't buy into it anymore. Something is wrong. So we have to, you know, if you're gonna think you're a leader, you have to be a leader. You know, if you're gonna be a follower. Then, you know, and you're going to follow the interest of your own pocketbook, well, you're no leader, even no matter what office you hold. So I look into it.
That was Joseph Israel playing Talking to You with On Harmony, Marlon Davis, and Michael Walker. They will be playing tonight at George's for a CD release party, his new CD, Kingdom Road. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 8.
And that song was recorded inside Furman Garner Performance Studio here at the Carver Center for Public Radio.
It was.